Hey everybody, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we all deserve a little more kindness, right? Not just from others, but from ourselves too. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to hustle, achieve, and be our best selves, which is great. But sometimes, all that pressure can leave us feeling drained, burnt out, and even downright mean to ourselves. That's where self-compassion comes in. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for messing up, so why do we do that to ourselves? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, exploring how to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up for making mistakes? You know that feeling when something doesn't go as planned and your inner critic starts throwing shade? It happens to all of us. But what if instead of spiraling into self-doubt, we learn to approach those moments with a little more grace and understanding? That's the magic of self-compassion. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower? First things first, recognize that you're human. We all make mistakes, stumble, and have off days. It's part of the journey. Instead of seeing these moments as failures, try framing them as learning opportunities. Every time you fall short, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" or "How can I use this experience to grow?" Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the voice in your head. Are you constantly criticizing, judging, and putting yourself down? If so, it's time for a makeover. Start replacing those negative thoughts with kinder, more supportive ones. Talk to yourself like you talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and empathy. Remember, your inner voice has a powerful impact on your emotions and actions. Third, don't be afraid to ask for help. We're not meant to go it alone. Leaning on loved ones, mentors, or even therapists can provide invaluable support and perspective. Sharing your struggles and vulnerabilities can actually be incredibly empowering. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Fourth, prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, indulging in a hot bath, reading a good book, or simply spending time with loved ones, prioritize activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Think of self-care as an investment. The more you put into it, the more you'll get back. Finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. Remember, even on tough days, there are always things to be thankful for. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's an amazing writer, but she's also super hard on herself. If she misses a deadline or doesn't get the response she wants, her inner critic goes into overdrive. But recently, she started practicing self-compassion. She realized that everyone makes mistakes and that setbacks are simply opportunities for growth. She started treating herself with the same kindness and understanding she would offer a friend in need. The result? Sarah's writing has become even stronger, and she feels more confident and at ease overall. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about approaching life with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, for ourselves and others. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and respect, starting with yourself. So, what are you going to do today to practice a little more self-compassion? Maybe start by replacing one negative thought with a positive affirmation, or plan a self-care activity that brings you joy. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You're doing great. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love and build a kinder world together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.